The state of Georgia has a lot of unique places to go and visit, and one of the places that I want to suggest that you consider going to is Columbus, Georgia, kind of right on the border between Alabama and Georgia, and it's a wonderful community with some fantastic things that are there, have been there, and some wonderful new things. I have a special guest today, the director of tourism for the great city of Columbus, and that is Pete Bowden. Pete, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Pete, and you've got to let us know, first of all, Columbus, Georgia, where are you located at as far as the state is concerned?
Well, we like to say that we're west central Georgia. We're on the west coast of Georgia, right as we on the Chattahoochee River side of the state, about 90 minutes south of Atlanta, and about 4 hours from the Florida coast. So it's conveniently located right there between in a great place in the south.
Well, I've been there, and I want to tell our listeners that this is a not-to-be-missed place to come and see, especially with some of the new things that you've added and combining with the initial great places that are there to visit. You're talking about Civil War. You don't think too much about naval history as far as Columbus, Georgia, but you have got probably, if not the best, one of the best Naval War history museums there at Port Columbus.
Well, thank you. We'd like to think so. Matter of fact, the National Civil War Naval Museum at Port Columbus is the only kind of a museum in the country that talks about both the North and the South navies that were created or transpired during the Civil War.
It's an unbelievable experience, and I can't encourage listeners enough that if you're in the area, you've got to come and visit that. You don't think too much about a Civil War museum, you know, it's kind of, well, you know, a lot of people aren't history buffs. No, this is something that will really be an educational opportunity for you, but something that you will say, I really enjoyed, and I'm thanking Terry for inviting us to go and visit, because it's well worth going to. Now, there's a new museum at Fort Benning, and I want you to take your time to kind of share with our listeners. It used to be called the National Infantry Museum. I think they've changed the name for it now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's the National Infantry Museum and Soldier Center at Patriot Park. They've actually created a almost a 100,000-square-foot facility now that houses memorabilia and collections that begin from the Revolutionary War to present day soldier, the infantryman. So it's an extraordinary facility. Again, it's a one of a kind type of thing. Probably the most dramatic is that last 100 yard experience that you get when you first walk into this museum, where you trace history. You actually go through time, beginning at that earliest point when the infantrymen arrived on the scene at the pre-United States until the conflict that we're having now in the Middle East. It's several dramatic battlefields are recreated there. It's an extraordinary experience.
You have got to allow at least a couple of hours minimum to see all
minimal,
this there.
Yeah.
It's free. I think they even have Patton's command barracks. Am I correct there? They moved.
Yeah,
from...
part of the campus includes a World War II village, and part of that experience is the command headquarters that Patton used when he was at Fort Benning. They've moved that onto the site there, and you see his sleeping quarters and his desk that he sat at when he commanded the troops when he was here during just prior to leaving for World War II.
Well, that's why I'm saying this is something that we need to let our listeners know that they need to pause. If they're going to be anywhere near the area, you've really got to consider stopping and seeing this one-of-a-kind, one-of-a-lifetime exhibit, so you can really pay tribute to where it needs to be, and that is honoring our wonderful soldiers and giving them an honor. Which this museum does in a very beautiful, wonderful, special way. Well, let's talk about some of the other things in the Columbus area. There's a lot to see and do. There's the Coca-Cola Space Science Center.
Right, right. It's, again, another unique attraction here. Includes planetarium, simulators that big kids and little kids. Terry, we probably have a hard time keeping you out of one of those things.
I know.
That you can fly and do acrobatics with, and of course the laser light shows. They've got a star machine in that facility that's there are only four other of its kind in the world, so you can imagine the quality, almost a 3D quality that you get when you experience those shows. So it's a extraordinary facility that we're lucky to have.
And from the Science Center, we go to the Columbus Museum, which goes way back in time to the 18th century.
Correct. It's one of the largest museums in the southeast outside of Atlanta. And what makes this museum unique is that it does have a history component. Obviously, it has, you know, your art and sculpture type collections that most folks think about in museums. But in this case, this actually goes back to the prehistoric times here in the Chattahoochee Valley and traces that lineage until modern times. So it's, for history buffs or for those who just want some good art and cultural type of experiences, that museum has a little bit of everything.
We are talking with Pete Bowen, the Director of Tourism for the great city of Columbus, Georgia. Pete, give our listeners some information about how they can get in touch with you.
The best way is probably on our website, which is visitcolumbusga.com, and there's interactive parts of that. They can find out a little bit about everything and how to reach us either through our 800 number or through email.
There's a great historic theater that you have in Columbus and also the Heritage Corner I'd like to have you talk about briefly.
Oh, yeah. Our Heritage Corner is an extraordinary part of our legacy here. It has several significant homes that were original to this historic district that, again, it goes from a log cabin when the traders, when this was a frontier community and traders were using it, to one of the only two-story brick house in the historic district there. And it, of course, has daily tours that are open to the public so they can walk through these homes and experience what life was back in the early 1800s.
Yeah. And you now that you explained a little bit about that as a place to see, the historic theater is a must.
The Springer Theater,
The Springer's Theater.
Right, the State Theater of Georgia, extraordinary facility that was just recently renovated, returned to its golden heritage, the gold leaf trim and the gas lanterns, and it's a working playhouse, so it's still producing wonderful performances for the region here in the west central Georgia area.
And you can combine that maybe with seeing a show or something there at the theater just to kind of get a view of the ambiance of that the theater has to offer. And also, you have some great events that happen throughout the year.
Well, obviously, we do. We have a number of, both in the fall and the spring, our Uptown Association has done some extraordinary things with music festivals and live performances and that sort of thing. And then, of course, we have our Aflac Outdoor Games that are now becoming an annual event here in the Columbus area for those that like to get outside and experience some of our the riverfront and some of more of our historic districts and that sort of thing. So Columbus has got a little bit of everything for folks, and of course we promote ourselves as a regional destination, so there are almost 46 attractions that folks can experience when they make their way this way.
And you can all do this at Columbia, Georgia, and a great place for hubbing and spoking, staying there and seeing the area. We're talking with Pete Bowden, Director of Tourism. Pete, it's been great to have you on the show, and you've represented the city well.
Thanks, Terry.
Have a great day, and we'll look forward to talking to you about things that are happening in Columbus and the surrounding area on future shows.
Outstanding. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Yep.